This is another question from the audience. This goes to Neil first. Salem is a welcoming city. It has become a sanctuary for the LGBTQ plus populace, more so than many other communities in Massachusetts. How would you celebrate, respect, honor, and promote this vital characteristic?
So let me say, I applaud, to begin, I applaud Kim Driscoll's efforts to make Salem a more welcoming and inclusive and vibrant city. Not only for visitors, but for people from the LGBTQ plus community and a variety of other communities that have felt very welcome in coming here. I'm also very encouraged and strongly support the recent statement that was made by all of our elected officials, and if I were an elected official at that time, I would have made the same statement in response to a recent incident in which there was some LGBTQ kids in town that were being harassed at the local Wendy's. I find that despicable, and I think our police department responded appropriately in apprehending these people, identifying them, and now they will face justice. The statement that I referred to was made by all the members of the school committee, all the city councilors, the mayor, the superintendent of schools, and Congressman Moulton. And if I had been an elected official, I would have supported that statement as well. I think it's very, very important that Salem continue its long history of welcoming people from all walks of life, all backgrounds, no matter how you identify in terms of your sexuality or things like that. And it's a critical component of our community. It's something that I strongly believe in. As a public official, I have the legal and moral obligation to uphold the rights of all citizens, and if I'm elected, I will do that.
Thank you. Dominic.
Thanks. Last week I had the opportunity to attend the Red Party, which is an annual benefit for Inagly, and it was truly an unbelievably enjoyable, fun, joyous night, and I encourage you to get a ticket for next year. Salem has worked really hard over these last few years to make sure that we're a place that welcomes everybody, and it's not always been easy. When we passed one of the first fully inclusive non-discrimination ordinances in the state, we had to put it into force almost immediately when Gordon College, which held the contract to manage Old Town Hall at the time, refused to stop intentionally discriminating against their LGBTQ plus students. We decided to immediately terminate that contract, and we heard a lot of outcry from the far right from across the nation for it. But we turned that hate into something powerful. We decided that for every call we got attacking this decision, the mayor made a donation to Inagly, and we raised enough money that they were able to lease a permanent space where they still are to this day. Now, I was proud to be part of the team that helped create the position of LGBTQ plus liaison, both in the police department and at City Hall, and to ensure that Salem every year receives a perfect 100 score on the Human Rights Campaign's Municipal Equality Index. When I think about the place where I want to raise my children, I want it to be a place where they're safe, respected, and supported, no matter who they are, how they identify, or who they love. And I think every parent feels that way. That's what I want for Salem, that's what I've always worked for, and that's what I will always, always fight for.